Hare Krishna. Today's theme is about capital punishment, which is something that's no longer so much of a discussion topic in the world, because in many parts of the world, I think probably most parts of the world, capital punishment has been abolished. Although it used to be current that a murderer or even someone who committed a series of other heinous crimes would either hanged or shot, or his life was taken in some way. Capital punishment is no longer in vogue. And I think everyone's well aware of this tragedy that happened in Norway, where you have this one man who killed, say, roughly 100 people. And now, according to Norwegian law, the maximum punishment he has is 21 years in jail, unless it's deemed that he's a continuing, ongoing threat to society. In other words, if he hasn't recanted, in which case they'll keep him in jail for life. Some years back, I'd read the statistics on what it costs to keep prisoners in jail. At that time, these were American statistics, and I remember right, it was an average of $100,000 a year. That was quite some time ago. Probably it's gone up now like everything else. And of course, that comes from the taxpayers who pay that. I would imagine that here in Europe and in Norway, the figures are quite similar. More than the average family member spends on himself. This is a wealthy person who spends $100,000 a year. Very few have that type of income to speak of in a country like Hungary. This is really wealthy people. And that money comes from taxpayers. Now, not only does it come from taxpayers, but consider which taxpayers it actually comes from. Those parents who lost their children at this camp where most of the deaths occurred, they're also the taxpayers. They're also the taxpayers who are going to actually have to pay to maintain this person. Not talk about adding insult to injury. What a horrible insult to someone that not only someone kills your child, but then you have to maintain this person in the future. It's absurd. It's really absurd. And in a economic climate such as we have at the present time, when we don't have enough money to feed the starving people of the world, where there's so many poor people in all of these countries, starting from America and so on, and we can't afford a welfare system. But in the meantime, we're spending $100,000 or more, we're spending fortunes on keeping killers in jail. And we may end up doing that for the rest of their lives. Say if it's for 40 years, you're spending $4 million at least in present calculation, to keep a murderer in jail. What could you do with $4 million, and how many of them are there sitting? How many people could you feed? How many people could you employ? How many businesses can you finance in order to give law-abiding people employment? But in the meantime, this type of foolishness is going on. And why? So Srila Prabhupada says because of atheism. Because people are atheistic. People think that they're smarter than God. So let's go back to why is there such a thing as capital punishment. Srila Prabhupada points out that in the Manu Samhita, capital punishment is prescribed. Why? Because he says that according to a sin, a proportionate punishment should be given. Well, just like he says, if someone's very sick, then he should be given a proportionate medicine. If someone's got a headache, you give them an aspirin. If someone's got cancer, then they get chemotherapy. So for a heavy medicine, you get heavy, for heavy disease, you get heavy medicine. For a heavy crime, you get heavy punishment. And it is medicine, because what is the punishment, the atonement that will actually free someone from the reaction of such sin? It's not spending in jail. That's not the equivalent atonement. It does not free that person from the crime that he or she may have committed. The aspirin will not cure the cancer that someone may have. It will take chemotherapy to do that. So similarly, in order to free the person from the reaction of the sin that he's committed, and in order to give the proportionate punishment, the death sentence is given. In Dharma Shastra, Prabhupada quotes Manu Samhita, the punishment is capital. You take a life, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You take somebody's life, you lose your life. So it's quite interesting how Srila Prabhupada connects people's growing atheism and independence of the laws of God to this concocted idea that a murderer should spend, multiple murderers, should spend 21 years in jail, and then at some point he may end up being a useful member of society. It's more like blowing on a boil. The other terminology that one may use is foolish mercy. Mercy wrongly applied, because people don't know what is right and what is wrong. They've lost sight of right and wrong because they've rejected the standards of right and wrong that are given by the Lord. So they concoct their own. And what's the result? They're punished. That same person may walk the streets again and commit the same sin. He may flaunt his presence in the face of the relatives of victims. And in the meantime, he also costs taxpayers a fortune. And those taxpayers also include the victim's relatives. So, yes, you go against the laws of God, you pay for it. And this is the price that we pay. So, in view of Krishna consciousness and view of Vedic literature, Dharma Shastra, Manu Samhita, a murderer should pay for his crime with his life, and that will allow him to actually begin afresh in the future, rather than these foolish arrangements where they don't know that that so-called mercy keeps this person hanging on until he himself also must be killed in some way, because if he doesn't sacrifice his life in this lifetime, then his life will have to be taken at some future life. So if man doesn't act according to the laws of nature, or the laws that are prescribed by the Lord through nature, then nature will act. The karma will act. And it will come back to him. So why hesitate? Why take up the time of judiciary when a person admits, yes, I've killed all of these people? Then execute him, hang him, kill him. It's the appropriate punishment, and it's the law of God. And when you play with these laws of God and reject them, then ultimately you too are also punished, whoever you may be, whether you're a judge or a politician. It may be the vote of the majority, but that doesn't make it right, and everyone therefore has to pay for their foolishness. Hare Krishna.